Chapter 1 RJ and Joey were working on a project together. They were building toy boats out of styrofoam and plastic. They were going to have races with them over the weekend. Joey added a toy pirate to his boat and drew skull and crossbone symbols on the styrofoam. He knew that they might wash off in the water, but he didn't care. RJ's boat was a little bigger. It had a mast and sail that he had made out of a piece of plastic bag and toothpicks. He drew his very own flag on the sail. It was a magnifying glass, along with a big question mark. As they built the boats, they came up with an idea of a story between the two boats. RJ's boat would be searching for the pirate boat. Of course, he would be trying to solve the mystery of the vanishing pirate. It was a book that they had both recently read. Since RJ loved being a detective, he always had on a detective hat. He had a large collection in many different colors. By the time they finished the boats, it was already getting late.
"I was hoping we would get to test them out tonight."
RJ frowned as he glanced out the window of his apartment.
"We can still go," Joey suggested. "My mom won't be home until late tonight, and as long as we're careful, I don't think she would mind."
Joey was 3 years younger than RJ, and RJ looked out for him after school until his mom got home. He nodded a little.
"We can make it quick," RJ said.
They grabbed their boats and hurried out of the apartment building that they both lived in. RJ's parents were the managers of the building, so he knew just about everyone who lived there. They lived very close to a city park, which had a small duck pond.
It was like an oasis in the middle of the bustling city.
The sun had already set when they ran into the park. As they each tested their boats, they were treated to an unusual view. With the lights of the city being so bright, the stars were often drowned out. But, since they were in the middle of the park and the night was fairly clear, they had the chance to see some. RJ pointed them out to Joey with a smile.
"Wow, I've never seen so many in the sky," RJ said with admiration. "Look how bright they are," Joey added with surprise.
The two stared up at the sky. The harder they stared, the more it seemed as if those bright stars were moving around.
Joey, do you see that?"
RJ asked curiously.
"Yeah, I don't think stars are supposed to do that,"
Joey said as he scratched the top of his head.
"Maybe it's just clouds moving over them," RJ suggested.
He always looked for the most logical solutions first.
"Maybe,"
Joey said and shivered.
"But let's get out of here, okay?"
"Okay,"
RJ nodded. "We need to get back before your mom gets home anyway." They grabbed their boats and ran back toward the apartment building. As they left the park, RJ glanced over his shoulder one last time to take in the sight of the bright stars. He did find it odd that they were so very bright.